Max Animation is a powerhouse of clever creativity, community collaboration, and unparalleled time management skills. Not known for one particular category or content he produces, Max Plotagon projects span genres like crime and mystery, holidays, pop culture, and straight-up online events, like his recent Plosker's Red Carpet pre-show, where he conceptualized, networked, interviewed several nominees, and created and promoted an awesome show, all within a tight time frame and entirely of his own volition. How does he do it, you wonder? Let's find out how he juggles all the pre-production processes, like writing scripts, making storyboards, organizing release schedules, designing characters, and creating logos and posters, along with producing the actual plots in a timely manner. Please welcome Max Animation. Mac, let's start at the beginning. What's the first step in your creative prep process when starting a new Plotagon project?
My creative process always starts with a random idea. Once an idea sticks, I start building around it. I usually get inspired by stories I write in class, but I also pull ideas from TV shows, movies, music, and even social media. Watching interviews and videos from the Grammys is actually how I came up with the concept for the Plosker pre-show.
Nice. I was wondering how you came up with that great idea. So then, do you create a written outline or a rough visual plan before diving into script writing?
When I first started with Plotagon, I jumped straight into animating without any kind of outline. As time went on, I started to create storyboards for my films like Ho Ho No and FBI Plotagon City. I'd have short descriptions for each scene, along with a poorly drawn image on Google Drawings. But now I write full scripts before animating. It makes the process smoother, and I've really grown to enjoy script writing.
It's been great to watch your evolution. What's your process for designing characters? Do you start with personality, visuals, or something else?
Character design usually starts with inspiration from real people or other characters I've seen. As I write the script, I like to imagine how each character looks. That really helps when I get to animating. In a spin-off series I wrote, I really wanted to stay true to the already established characters. And in the mobile Plotagon Studio, there are a larger variety of voices that match the characters I wrote, which makes bringing the characters to life so much easier and it feels more authentic.
Glad to hear it. How do you go about refining dialogue to feel natural and engaging?
Sometimes my dialogue starts off sounding awkward or doesn't quite flow right. When that happens, I take a step back and reread everything out loud. I try to imagine how it would sound if real people were saying it. If something feels off, I revise it until it clicks. It's all about pacing and making sure the characters sound like themselves.
Too true. How do you schedule your pre-production tasks to stay on track?
Sometimes I'll set reminders on my phone for what episode, scene, or script I should be working on or have complete to keep me on track. I always make sure I've got a full outline and a finished script before I jump into animating. Having that structure really helps me stay focused and avoid rushing through the creative process or missing any details.
Having a structure you can stick with is so important. How do you approach creating logos, posters, trailers, or other promo materials for your projects? And do you consider audience reception during pre-production, or do you focus purely on creative vision?
When I create posters for my films, I always use Canva. They have a lot of templates for me to use, and they often spark new ideas for more original designs. For my Plosker pre-show, I created promotional artwork and social cards for the participants to post on their social media. I applied the specific color palette to the design and switched up the fonts. In the end, I'm really proud of how they looked. And I sometimes pay attention to previous thumbnails and posters that did well, but in the end, I want to create an artwork that I'm proud of and that I think looks good. When it comes to creating trailers, I always start by finding music, usually from YouTube or iMovie, and then I edit the clips from the project to match the beat and mood of the track.
Sounds like you've got a solid set of tools in your creative toolbox, Mac. I hear you've got a background in traditional stage and film acting. Tell us a bit about this, and how does this contribute to your Plotagon storytelling skill set?
Since I was 7, I've been performing in community, regional, and professional theater all around the state that I live in. As time went on, I even started to dabble in film and commercials. I love acting and the community involved in it, and being in these productions has definitely helped me with my Plotagon storytelling. Acting has taught me how to understand characters deeply, bring out emotion, and think about timing and delivery, all of which play a huge role in how I tell stories with Plotagon. I had a really awesome director once who told me that the actor's number one job is to be heard and understood. And I think this goes for creating film as well. As I move forward with storytelling, I want to bring more depth into my stories so the audience can really feel something while watching my films.
That's some pretty solid advice you received. When you're storyboarding, do you approach it already thinking about Plotagon's camera angles in pre-production? Or does that kind of decision-making come when you're working in Plotagon directly?
Most of the time, I just want to get the plain idea for the scene and not necessarily the camera angles. When I go into Plotagon Story or Plotagon Studio, I normally leave the camera at its default position. But recently, I've been paying more attention to the camera angle, and I've been trying to figure out more interesting ways to position the camera.
What other software, apps, or tools do you use in pre-production to edit and polish your plots and to create marketing materials?
I always use Google Docs for my scripts and storyboards. I know there are many different script writing softwares, but I really prefer to use Google Docs. Also, when I feel stuck with a logo for a film, I'll sometimes use AI to give me an idea for the logo. And as I mentioned earlier, I use Canva for all my posters and promotional artwork. When I'm editing my plots, I mainly use iMovie. For more technical editing, I'll use VN Video Editor and Canva because I have more freedom in where people and objects are placed. VN Video Editor also works better for green screen scenes.
Good to know. Are there any people in your real life, in the industry, and or in the Plotagon community you would want to give a shout out to as they're personally inspiring to you, awesome support, or someone to watch?
I just want to thank all of the protagonists who have created awesome plots. After watching the third annual Ploskers, I was blown away by the talent, and now I'm even more motivated to continue creating new and exciting films. I've already been working on so many. More specifically, I'm always amazed by the Brian's plots and his storytelling skills, along with the Plotta creatives. They really create awesome films that engage viewers, and I enjoy watching their films.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today, Mac.